podcast.
Yay! I don't have to do this anymore. My job is taken care of. Thank you, Amy. No. Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture stuff beginning with the letter S. This is our first part of the San Diego Comic-Con episodes. So, I don't know, we're going to do like one for every night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So, four parts.
Sunday doesn't count.
Yeah, we're not doing a wrap-up on Sunday. Anyways, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dunning Nguyen.
I'm Amy Chances of Beasel.
I'm Miss Warley, at least according to my badge.
You are Sung Lee, and we're going to be talking about our Wednesday night discussion about Comic-Con. So let's go with the usual question we like to ask each other all the time. When was your first Comic-Con?
I don't remember anymore. I've been going to this thing at least 5 years running, I think. Have I?
This is my fifth year.
Yeah.
Well, 2007 for me.
My first Comic-Con was 1996.
Holy crap. Okay, yes. Sung.
My oldest brother took me.
Well, that's because you lived in Southern California, so you had the chance to go, really, too, right? And your brothers were...
Yeah, my oldest brother was a big comic book geek, and he took me to some Star Trek conventions as well. So,
all right, like that. So, what do you remember from your first Comic Con?
I don't remember my first Comic Con. Honestly, it's just this gigantic blur of me running around schmoozing with people.
All right. Well, I remember the huge crowds and getting a free Spider-Man 3 hat. That's about it.
Wow, free hat!
Ooh, free hat! I was like, wow, swag.
I think I still have that Spider-Man 3
hat. I still have it. I was considering bringing it, but yeah.
For me, it was the same with Anime Expo. Like, I went to my first Anime Expo that year too, which was going to the convention, not being prepared at all and not knowing what was happening or where it was happening. So I just felt very lost. So if you ever want to go to a convention, do your research beforehand, find out where things are and how to get autographs or whatever, because it helps.
All right. Well, I guess this elicited no stories other than my first Comic-Con was one in which Sung and his friend Jay, who was also my friend as well, they said, hey, yeah, we're going to Comic-Con on this day. And so the night before, I registered for Comic-Con and I called Sung and said, hey, can I still go? And he said, yeah, sure. So that's how I went to my first Comic-Con. It's pretty much, the night before, when you could actually do that before as well. And I remember the only thing that really stuck out for me was I got to see Jude Law for Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, which I got really excited for that movie from the panel. And then I realized, wow, this movie's not very good. But that's usually what they're around here for. They're here to give you swag. They're here to make you think a terrible movie's going to be great. They're here to show you celebrities to make you feel like the terrible movie is going to be great so that you can convince all your friends to go see the terrible movie.
Well, I just like seeing the celebrities drunk because they all inevitably are. Well,
like Nicolas Cage, he's always crazy.
Mila Jovovich.
Peter Fonda. That's sort of something that has happened in the recent years. Back then, I'm not so sure if I remember drunk celebrities that often, although I'll admit that I was very young and naive and I had no idea.
Oh, they were still drunk.
Started and now SD1. We're the drunk ones.
Yes,
the,
so
the cast likes to drink,
not on the set, right? Right before they come out on the table, right?
Like at least 1 year, they're saying like, "Yeah, we were just drinking," and they're obviously drunk during the panel.
Okay. Well, we were just drinking. We just came back from the bar in the lobby of our hotel. Dom has a problem.
So my face does not turn red. Apparently my hands look like I just put them over a stove.
Just
though.
The palms though.
Just my palms.
Yes, I know you can't see this over talk radio, but
I have a picture.
Imagine if just the palm of his hand was sunburned and imagine that he fell asleep on the street.
Lobster red.
So imagine like the time when he fell asleep on the street and he puts his hands out in the sun, while the rest of the building shades the rest of his body. So only his hands are sunburnt.
It doesn't make any sense. Why does the blood go here?
Now, we also noticed later on when he took off his shoes that the same problem happened with his feet.
Which is now why we should say that he should go check his genitals.
So how's your wiener?
Bright red, like a lobster. Actually, I have
like a baby lobster.
It's grown to be a man. Thanks, Amy.
So, what's the thing that you're really looking forward to for the con this year? There's a lot of things to do, and I know I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. And I know Well, I guess, I think for all of you, you're not going to get to all of them.
I'm a big fan of walking the floor and just talking to the people I know. So this year, I hopefully will be able to get a couple of interviews out there. Got the Foglios, which I've mentioned a few times. Got a couple of other webcomic people. I'm hoping to talk to people from Funimation, too. But yeah, I just really like going around and talking to people. It's what I do at everywhere, really. I mean, there's a few other things I want to look at, too, but, you know, they're not as big of a priority now that I've seen a bunch of these panels before. Like, I saw the Futurama panel last year. It was awesome. But, you know, it's like, now that I've done it, I don't necessarily need to go again.
So when you do talk to Funimation, you're going to let them... they're going to let you touch their Dragon Box, right?
Of course. I'm going to get my hands all up in their Dragon Box. What? What
are you looking at me like that for? I'm really excited about the Dragon Box when they announced it at Otakon just last week. And I was like, holy crap. The one thing I was joking about earlier at the beginning...
it was one big box set for just Dragon Ball, right?
No. It's the first of seven. But you get 42 episodes for... I think it's going to be MSRP 90, which means it's going to go down to about 60 on Amazon. But they're remastered, so...
Right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Amy, what do you have? I know that Chuck is a big deal for you.
You know that
year.
Chuck's a big deal for me. You also know that the Disney Pixar panel is going to be a big deal for me because Miyazaki and John Lasseter are going to be there. Yeah, Dollhouse is another thing because we get to see Joss Whedon and Eliza Dushku.
Josh has a panel right afterwards, too.
Yes, he does. And I'm actually curious about District 9. I haven't really decided how I feel about that one yet.
Spoiler, man is the monster.
How about that?
Just like in Bambi. It's
yeah,
Bambi with aliens.
So there you go. Those are the major things I'm looking forward to. And Futurama, but that's kind of going to be a flame war, I think, just because...
The voice actor is changing.
Yeah, there's news out that they're not going to bring back the original cast for voice acting, so I don't know. I feel that panel might just be a mess. We'll see. It could be fun.
I want to just put this on the record now that I believe that the casting call was a hoax just to drum up excitement for the panel this year at Comic-Con.
Those bastards.
We'll see what happens when that happens. It's on Friday, right?
I want to make John DiMaggio sing the San Diego Superchargers song again.
He does that like pretty much every year.
I know.
It's on Saturday.
For those of you that don't remember San Diego Superchargers, go back and listen to our very first episode, Super Bowl, at the outtakes right after the music ends. So what about you, Sung? You are pretty much the Comic-Con veteran.
I have a pretty long list of things I want to see. Well, the stuff I'm most looking forward to, I guess, is James Cameron. He's talking about Avatar, and he also has a panel for himself. There's Stargate Universe. There's a panel for Big Bang Theory. Joss Whedon, of course. Chuck.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, of course, Kevin Smith. I was going to do that. And Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 is going to be tough to get into.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 is going to be really tough. But yeah, those are the main things. Like, there's a whole bunch of secondary stuff, too, that I would like to see.
Well, it's usually me and Sung that have overlapping kind of schedules. I have pretty much the same things I'm getting excited about. For me, the most important thing is to go see James Cameron's Avatar. I will murder babies if I have to do it.
Just murder some Twihards.
There's so many of them. For those of you that don't know, the Twilight fans who are going to have their panel right before the James Cameron Avatar Avatar panel, they are already camping out in line right now.
What? We saw tents.
We are recording this at 11 p.m. They actually started camping out around 5 p.m. earlier
serious?
Today. Their panel doesn't begin until, I believe, around 1:30 tomorrow. So they're going to be there for almost 24 hours. The guy, what's his name? Diamond Skin Guy is confirmed to be there tomorrow. So
yeah.
A lot of people have been on Twitter saying that if the fangirls are able to break out of the cage they're going to be held in, that he's going to be raped. Other things I'm excited about, I'm also excited about the Chuck panel, and I'm hoping I can find a way to squeeze into Gene Yang and Derek Kirk Kim's comic panel together, although really, when I come to Comic-Con, it's all about the Hollywood room and television rooms, so the comic stuff usually has to hold off until WonderCon.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, Gene Yang and Derek Kirk Kim are also WonderCon guys.
Yeah, Bay Area. They're even Ape guys,
yeah.
So I can always check them out on Ape.
By the way, I forgot something on my list. Brian Lee O'Malley.
Who's that?
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, got it.
What I'm really surprised about is there's no Scott Pilgrim movie panel.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it would be that hard to bring Michael Cera over here again, like last year.
I don't
He was here for Superbad or something like that, right? Or was that 2 years ago?
Oh, he was also here for Superbad. Wasn't he here last year for year one?
Year one, right?
No. He was just Superbad. I don't remember. They come all the time. Oh, I'm also very excited about Kick-Ass. I love the comic quite a bit. And, well, if they stick to what the comic is all about, the movie is going to be freaking awesome. That one doesn't have very much studio involvement, so it's mostly Mark Millar trying to see what he can do on the Hollywood market. So, that's pretty much what we're all looking for. But what's the one thing that every year you come to Comic-Con, what's the big deal? What's the big draw for you guys?
My big draw is pretty simple. It's just Webcomic-Con, which is a little segment of the dealer's room where all the webcomics hang out. And I just really enjoy going around, making the rounds, talking to old friends or old acquaintances and saying hi, you know, just asking a few questions, just shooting the breeze.
I like Hall H. Well, I have a love-hate relationship with Hall H because you end up sitting in there all day long, but then you get to see a lot of really, really, really cool stuff. So, yeah, it's between Hall H and the dealer's room because I just like to buy crap.
Yeah, for me, it kind of bounces around a bit depending on what I'm into that year. Mostly, I mean, like, I really do like seeing the big summer movie stuff. Like, I remember, like, even, like, seeing the Pirates of the Caribbean, the third one at World's End. I got to see about half that panel, and it looked really,
awesome.
It looked really great. And of course,
it was
the movie
was
just so-so, but, you know. That, like, even, like, the Spider-Man 3 extra stuff, that was cool to see, even though the movie was terrible, but, you know.
Or last year with Robert Downey Jr., and then the Iron Man trailer showed, and he's like, wow, there wasn't enough me in that trailer. Let's have some more me.
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
Was it 2 years ago?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Well, either way.
It runs together a lot.
Yeah, the one thing about Comic-Con is you can't really miss a year, because there's always going to be some really awesome kind of appearance. Like, I remember the year that I missed coming to see Samuel L. Jackson present for Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, I remember calling you from
panel.
That one.
Yeah.
That was a great panel.
Much better than the movie, right?
Except for that snake handler who's just talking about snakes for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And for me, I missed Rain!
Oh, that's
for
true.
For those who don't know me, I love Rain with a passion. He's my man.
So here's a little plug that you guys can check out Ninja Assassin. I think it's on DVD by this point.
It hasn't even hit theaters yet, come on.
Oh, really?
I thought it was supposed to be released this fall.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet.
Whoa. Because, like, the panel was last year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's just, like, been forever in production.
Okay, all right. And
there isn't even a trailer out for it yet.
Wonderful.
No, there is a trailer.
There is?
Yeah.
Since when?
I saw it online.
Since Summit Entertainment stopped paying attention to Twilight.
I mean, it's a pseudo-trailer in that they also show, like, behind-the-scenes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. But they don't have an official trailer out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I check for that every now and again. It's not out. Yes, I'm a Rain fangirl. Thank you.
So, for me, it's always about Hall H, Ballroom, and Ballroom 20. Every once in a while, going into the dealer's room and being like, oh, I'm not going to buy anything, and then spending $100 within 10 minutes. Which I did today.
But spent $90.
I spent $90, yeah, within 10 minutes practically. Sung was there too. He's a witness. And I really love going to Hall H so much that I've created a little thing that it's not really that creative, but it's called the Hall H sandwich, which is basically two pieces of bread. One piece of bread, some peanut butter, and you fold the bread in half. And then you just make like 20 of those. And then you just put them in your backpack and you go to Hall H and you never move. I love the Hall H.
You occasionally move just to move further
to move further up. Yes, and I'll sit through all the crap panels. I don't really find
you
exciting.
To Twilight this year.
I if they let me into Hall H early before Avatar gets presented, I will sit through the Twilight panel. I will sit through the whole Twilight panel if need be, just to see the Avatar panel for guaranteed sure. The worst thing that could possibly happen is if the Twilight fans set Hall H on fire after their panel, which I don't think is going to happen because they brought their parents.
Right.
So pretty much, this is a quick episode. Wow.
Is that it? Really?
Yeah, we're recording one every day for the next few nights.
So we should keep it kind of short, maybe.
So I really didn't expect people to get too excited right now because we haven't really seen anything yet. So I'm assuming tomorrow, once all the big stuff happens and people start getting all fanboy and fangirlish, then things are going to start to kind of escalate.
I'll spend about 15 minutes staring at Bayonetta's ass.
Yeah, I will say that walking around the dealer's room, as brief as we we walked around, and we walked around there for maybe 30 minutes. The booths are definitely, like, fancier now. Like, cause in the years past, I mean, there was a point where it kind of became stagnant, and there was even, like, they were even starting to downsize the booths.
But now they, like, have four Iron Man suits.
Yeah, it's like, nice. Now, like, it seems like they went really off.
Are you sure it wasn't last year for Iron Man? Iron Man came out last year.
Yeah, it came out in May of last year.
Yeah, in May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So Ooh. It was 2 years ago, okay.
I can tell my exciting story of how I got here from the airport.
Oh, yes, let's not forget about that. So Amy had a good time getting here from the airport.
Oh, yes, indeed. So, first of all, can I say that it's almost $8 to get to the airport on BART from my place in San Francisco? $8! One way.
That's because they have the additional tax on just going to the airport alone.
That's terrible.
And it's going up soon, too.
That's terrible.
Maybe like $10 now.
I almost, like, died. I was like, $8? Is that round trip? Nope, one way. Oh, great. Anyway, so I fly into San Diego, and then I'm walking over to the area where the taxis are. And then there's a guy, the Indian guy, standing at the bottom of the escalators with a sign that says comic. Written in, like, Sharpie on, like, half a sheet of white paper. And he goes, are you going to the convention center? And I say, yeah, I'm going near there. I'm going to the Holiday Inn. He's like, oh, yeah, there's a shuttle right there. And I was like, okay. He's like, okay, around the corner, white van. And I was like, okay.
Did it say bang bus on it?
No. So I walk up to an almost non-marked white shuttle van parked at the front of the row. But there was a name on it. I forget what the name was exactly. But for all intents and purposes, it was very nondescript and kind of shady. And there was no one on the shuttle. And so I put my stuff down, and I'm sitting there in a dark shuttle, and there's no driver, because I guess the guy holding the sign is the driver. And then he finally, like, shuttles in another girl onto the bus, and he's like, no, there's another woman on there. We're going to comic.
You've seen Taken, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was like, Taken's now out on Blu-ray.
Right.
In case you need to see it in high def.
So this girl gets onto the shuttle, and this is like a 12-person shuttle. So she gets on the shuttle, and she's on her cell phone, and she's talking to someone. She's like, well, there's another girl on here, and if we need to fight the guy off, I think between the two of us we can do it. But lo and behold, I got here safe and sound, and it cost me $8.
You know there's a free shuttle to this hotel, right?
I figured, but I was just like, eh, whatever.
That's what I was telling you.
I wanted an adventure.
That's what I told you on the voicemail that apparently turned out to be
that I could not hear. Oh, well, that's okay. I gave some guy money. It looked like he did not have a lot of customers that night.
He probably lives in the van.
Maybe.
He could have gone to one of those rickshaw guys. Yeah.
So, if anyone out there is looking for someone to kidnap, I'm probably a good candidate.
And that ends our episode on San Diego Comic-Con for our Wednesday episode. And hopefully, Kevin, you can just edit this around. And by talking to yourself, you're doing a great job. You can always talk to reach us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. There's also www.s-words-podcast.com. We're going to try to get these recorded and edited and up to you guys every night so that you guys can keep up with the Comic-Con antics of us boring people. Dom, you know, we're going to probably be putting a lot of different things up on Twitter during Comic-Con.
That's probably true.
But where are we going to put them?
Why, it would be probably on twitter.com/s_words.
All right. And if you also want to follow a fanboy on Twitter, you can also go to twitter.com/Suberunker, SUBERUNKER. I'm going to be tweeting a lot during this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
I won't be tweeting very much, but I'm sure there will be a lot of show announcements.
And we're going to also try to get our interviews done with, like, what, 5 to 10 minute interviews through Audio Boo.
10 to 15 minutes or so, yeah.
So we'll see what's going to happen with that. That's new technology for us, so don't blame us if we don't know what we're doing.
No, blame me. That's the usual cause for bad sound is me.
Dom, you're such a jerk store.
I am a jerk store.
Yeah, I thought we were trying to be nice about this now, jerk store.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
Mom.
Amy.
Children. Dom won't. Dom's telling me to shut up.
Don't make me hit you with a stick that came out of Kevin's ass.
So much blood.
So much blood.
I'm so glad you found it again.
It's money they used to roll me into this room.
Okay. We'll see you guys again tomorrow night with our next episode. Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, roundtable discussion about pop culture subs being the S.
I have a donut in my bag.